Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, that's the sound of the weekend. Good morning and welcome. It's the Bob Rose Show along with Greg Cassidy. And your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. It's 7:07. And eat pumpkin bread. Yes, welcome, my friends. Hour number two already rolling. The morning is flying by. Coming on the heels of a great event last night, the Ronald Reagan Black Tie Blue Jeans Barbecue in Alachua County, and had some great guests. Congressman Byron Donalds, probably your next governor of this great state, as our governor gets he's termed out, he's maxed out on limits. He's got to move on. And I think this guy would be an excellent fit. Very charismatic. You can tell his roots. He said, "Hey, it started with me with a Tea Party hanging out on the street corner." You know, he's a man of colors. People would be like, "You're in the Tea Party?"
Yes.
It's like, yeah, I love the Constitution. I don't like high taxes.
It was great.
Yeah, he really was.
Cat rocked it as always.
Yes, Kat Congresswoman Kat Kamak, yep. Lieutenant Governor Jay Collins, and of course we had the Florida CFO, Chief Financial Officer Blazing Golia, who earlier in the day gave a press conference and talked about the waste in government spending when they looked at the books for the Alachua County. Like, what was it, $84 million? Yeah. So, we can dig into that a little bit. He has been traveling the state, making the case that property taxes have risen to the point to where it's starting to affect everyday Americans. And in Alachua County, that is that's not a shocker to anybody. We've known. I knew when I initially moved to Alachua County 23 years ago, and I literally looked at a house, and I said, "Honey, I think we can swing this." And then they had it laid out what the taxes were, and I said to the agent at the time, I said, "Is this correct on the taxes?"
Got to be a typo, right?
And I said, well, based on that, now we cannot really afford that house. Uh-huh. That was the difference maker. We still did fine and a nice house. I'm not complaining, but it just goes to show you that can be a difference maker. And by the way, that was 23 years ago. Do you think there's been some moderation of property taxes? Oh, heck no.
They're going up again.
They're going up again. Gainesville. New budget. I mean, it's spending money like crazy. So, Blazing Golia, hey, if they're going to spend money, let's at least see what they're spending on, where they're spending on it, and then maybe there'll be some motivation to, a changing of the guard. You need people to show up. You got to show up at elections. You got to let your voice be heard.
Yes.
I've been disappointed, really, honestly, in this county because, I know there's more Democrats here, no doubt.
But they don't all vote.
Yeah,
that's
they
the
don't.
Thing.
They don't all show up. I mean, when you total out, well, city of Gainesville, it's, that's just the city. About 14% turnout, I remember 10 even in one election. Oh. That's terrible. And if the Republicans/conservatives just show up in force, mm-hmm. and independents, they just show up.
Yeah,
you can make a big difference. So anyway, let's hope that when more of this stuff is exposed, maybe it'll help to motivate people. I don't get it because you don't feel that gouge in your eye. That doesn't bother you getting poked in the eye. Property taxes. You'd think that people would go, I don't want to be poked in the eye anymore.
Yeah, I mean you're talking hundreds of dollars a month just for that.
The chief financial officer, Blazing Golia, said the original property tax exemption of $25,000, back when it was instituted, that figured that it was about a third of the value of the average home in Florida back then when it was introduced.
Not anymore.
$75,000.
Yeah.
And now it represents maybe, 9% of the value of the average home. So it's not really... It's not much of a break at all. And he said much larger problems is that local governments are taking your money and they're wasting it. They're wasting it to a point where everyday families are starting to feel it. And housing affordability is one of the big issues that we face in the state right now. Property taxes, unfortunately, are reaching the level where that's similar to New York and New Jersey. And a lot of it is because local governments are taking this money and expanding local governments beyond anyone's wildest dreams. And that's exactly what has occurred. It's happening in other counties, but Alachua County has always been ahead of the curve because, they're led by progressives who have progressed faster into raising and taxes and wasting your money. Yeah, they progressed in area. All right, and we'll jump back to that. I can promise you that. I remember. I'm so old. I remember when I liked Bruce Springsteen. So that's going back a few decades actually.
I mean, Hungry Heart loved that song.
That's when he sold out. That's when he was done.
Ironically, because here's the irony here. You were doing rock and roll. I was more of an adult contemporary guy. That was his first top 10 radio hit.
Right. I got introduced to him like Born to Run.
Right.
And so that goes way back before I even got into radio.
Yep.
And and once you get into his music, you realize, like his first four albums were his best.
Mm-hmm.
In my opinion, not that I'm a critic or anything, but they were the best anyway. And I've seen him in concert many times, and back in the day, he really did put on a good show. But I remember one of the last times I saw him, he was without the E Street Band, and he was doing acoustical stuff. And it was I was like, "You better hide the sharp instruments. This guy is depressing me. He's depressing me to the point to where I need to leave." I actually left the show. That's how bad he sucked. How depressed he was. How depressing his songs were. Without the E Street Band, he really...
Well, I still don't know how that one got on fire, got to be a hit. Hey, little girl, is your dad home? Need to go away, leave you all alone.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
What? Uh-huh. What? That was a hit? Yes. Sharp Objects, yes.
Well, he was channeling his inner Billy Bob Thornton in his role as... doing another mind blank.
But how bad? I mean, but he is just—he's like a lot of these artists.
Not Switchblade, but it's something like
that we used to really like. He's just gotten Trump derangement syndrome.
Dwight Yoakam was in it. I can't Dwight get Yoakam. Off the blank. What was it called?
You're stuck.
Switchblade, Switchgrass. What? Come on,
Slingblade.
That's it. Slingblade. Right? Isn't that it? That's it.
Y'all not treat that child that way. Y'all not.
Mm-hmm.
That was Billy Bob Thornton's greatest role ever.
What a role. What a role.
Then he split Dwight Yoakam's head like a watermelon.
Now, I like his music. Dwight.
Oh, yeah.
I like his stuff.
He did a great job in that.
Bakersfield country
in
guy.
In that movie.
Oh, yeah, he did.
So anyway, back to
we digress.
Back to the boss, very little B.
Yeah, or he might be a big one.
It just He's calling for the impeachment of Trump. That's why I brought it up. It's
how
like,
old is that concept?
Yeah.
It's been like, there, done that.
Hey, McFly.
Did you miss the previous administration?
What?
Did you miss
they have
that?
This thing called the internet now. I don't know. It's full of information. You might want to just every once in a while kind of check that out. But, yeah, Democrats launched two official impeachments during Trump's first term. Neither worked. On top of that, one Democrat or another's introduced articles of impeachment about every other month throughout both of his terms. Michigan Democrat Shri Thanadar. Made a move in April, but then was forced to retreat when he found that nobody actually cared.
Yeah.
But Springsteen, I guess, running out of stupid things to say, had to go, we need to impeach the president.
They don't even really know what that means. They think he's getting kicked out. I don't think they even understand that.
Mm-hmm.
It's a demerit on your report card, basically. Come on.
You know, everybody might have a lonely heart or whatever, but he's got an empty brain.
I don't think he has a heart or a brain, Bob.
Mm.
He can be multiple characters in The Wizard of Oz.
He's the boss.
Yeah. He ain't the boss of us.
He ain't the boss of me.
No.
7:16 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy's here. Hey. What's bugging you? What's on your mind? What's irritating you? Call in, air it out, get it off your chest. What's bugging you is next and is brought to you by Florida Pest Control. And the only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. Call now, 877-975-9825. You're listening to 97.3 The Sky.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.me for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
Welcome to another day in paradise, Friday edition. I love it. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, and it's your turn to call in, air it out, get it off your chest. We call it What's Bugging You? And it's brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. So here's the number to call into right now. Ready? 877 775-9825. Call in now. We'll get you on the air. And it's Friday. You don't want to carry this baggage around. Get off your chest. We're here for you. All right. Let's go to Nikki. Good morning. What's bugging you?
Good morning, Bob. Good morning, Greg. I'll tell you what's bugging me. My husband, he's always watching the news, seeing what the rhetoric is on the Democrat side. And he informed me, do not wear your Ron DeSantis buttons, Charlie Kirk buttons, or Trump and Vance buttons anymore on your jacket or your shirt, because somebody might just punch me in the face. But, you know, it was part of me for a long time. Now it's like almost like a little fear in me, you know? That's all.
That's... Your husband's looking out for you.
Yeah.
And the lefties are pushing, promoting, they're talking mm-hmm. in very violent, ugly terms and positioning people as Nazis and other ridiculously harmful things. And, yeah, that could be the net result. Well, we've seen it. We've seen people get shot. So, yeah, unfortunately, we don't want to cower, you know, to these terroristic acts, but, you know, you also have to... You know, try to keep yourself safe too.
Yeah, it's a balance, I think.
Yeah,
if you know where you're, it's like certain places I go. I'll take the Donald Trump down, duck off the dash, just because it's like, you know, I don't need my soft top slashed or something.
And
like
that's how they operate because they are absolute utter cowards.
Yep. And
hey, Pam, what's bugging you?
So yesterday, during each half hour local news, I didn't get what he was saying, but I'm interpreting that he said, the Blazing Goliath said that Tina Certain's trust fund is the one thing that they did not get an accounting for. They refused to submit what they spent the money on. And I want to see if you guys can look into that and see if that's what it actually was the case.
Yeah, I think what may be referred to, and I'm guessing, and Greg will jump in, but she also sits on the board. Tina Certain sits on the board of the Alachua Children's Trust, something along those lines, and they have a budget, I think, for $17 million, and apparently they weren't forthcoming with stuff, at least initially, but I've got a feeling they will be one way or another. I have to come forward with that information. Good morning, John. What's bugging you?
Good morning. You know, this creepy Comey abused and mutilated the trust he was empowered with repeatedly. And to go after Trump rather than the enemies of America that he was entrusted to root out, it's chilling to think how a POS in his position of power would be allowed to get away with it.
Well, he just thought, how could the American people vote for this guy? And so, yeah, there was a sense of anger, a sense that he's the smartest guy in the room, an incredible level of arrogance. And, yeah, I hope that he gets what he deserves. I really do, but I'm not getting my hopes up. Not yet. Logan, good morning. What's bugging you?
Hello, Bob. What's bugging me is that everybody's getting the shooter problem wrong. It's not a mental health issue. It's a spiritual health issue. And it's an issue of pride. Whenever people turn their backs on God, they start trying to find something to make their new God. And in this case, their new God is himself. When America was a country built on Christian values, when America was centered around those things, it was a much better place. We didn't have these problems. People weren't getting shot left and right. But now that we are trying to make ourselves into God, the only thing that is happening is nothing but untold suffering. This will continue until we see people legitimately turning back to the Lord, and thank God they are.
Yeah, I mean, it looks like, you call it turning point, and we're reaching that point. Whether they're turning or returning in many cases, yeah, I believe that there is a newfound faith, and it's catching on like wildfire. So hopefully better days are ahead. Let's talk to Mark. Good morning. What's bugging you?
Good morning, Bob and Greg. What's bugging me is that in the discussion of how to make up the lost revenue when we eliminate the property taxes, such as, you know, the additional sales tax, no one is ever discussing yet firing large swaths of the government.
Wow, your phone has been cutting out. That's like the third time that I remember in a row that your phone just dies right in the middle of the call. Lost revenue. How do you make up the lost revenue? One of the ways is to eliminate some positions. Certainly. There's other huge expenses, too, that they're racking up that are really wasteful, and that's part of what, you know, Blazing Golia was what they're digging into, and the governor as well. We'll have more on that coming up on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It is 7:28. Happy Friday, my friends. News Talk 97.3 The Sky.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved, home protected, bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
It's going to be another great day, and it's Friday, and ooh, I love that.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah.
Welcome to it. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It's 7:35, and your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Is it still hurricane season?
Yes.
The answer is yes. Thank you, Greg. It is. Unfortunately, we've been very, very fortunate this year. But we're not out of the woods yet. We're going to keep an eye on things. No panic thing going on here. But I told you about Umberto. Now hurricane. Yeah. Tropical storm happened fairly quickly. Now hurricane strength. 75 mile an hour sustained winds. I think virtually all the models have it going up and then heading out west into the open. East into the open Atlantic. And it shouldn't be a threat. It doesn't look like it's going to be. What we are keeping an eye on is disturbance number one with a 90% chance of cyclone formation in 7 days. And this thing right now is pouring down heavy rains, gusty winds, ongoing Dominican Republic, Haiti, Turks and Caicos Islands, likely now to spread across the Bahamas, eastern Cuba during the next couple of days. And everybody in coastal areas especially should monitor the progress of this system. And that's exactly what we're doing for you. And thanks to our friends at Radiant Credit Union and another tropical weather update. And that's what we do. We stay on top of it for you. So all you got to do is make sure you've got your preparations done. And if this thing does turn into something, it will be rather close to the mainland of Florida. And that will not give us a lot of additional time. So we'll keep an eye on that. All right. I also wanted to remind you that the podcast, have you checked it out yet? Look, you'll never miss a minute of the show. You just search The Bob Rose Show on your favorite app. Hit the follow button and you can catch up on every episode whenever it works for you. Now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you get your podcast. People are rich. They should just be happy and not go out of their way looking for trouble and irritations, because all they're going to do is irritate other people who hear them whine. Case in point, Serena Williams. One of the greatest tennis players ever. Got to give her props on that because it's true. Have you seen her recently? She's been doing commercials for, those weight loss shots or whatever through, one of the companies that you can go through, via the internet or whatever. And I thought she looked pretty good. I'm just being honest. I thought she looked good. But apparently she is feeling some level of discomfort, but maybe not really physically. Yeah. What is she upset about? Are you kidding me? She saw a decorative cotton plant.
Excuse me.
like those fuzzy little cotton balls on the end of the little branches or whatever.
Right.
It's like a cotton plant. I don't know if they're even real.
They're decorative.
But they're decorative, and they are cute, and they match everything because, they're little white fuzzy balls.
Now, this became a thing, 3 or 4 years ago when you couldn't have a master bedroom in your house, and people were removing the word plantation from, neighborhoods and stuff like that. But what? Really? Your life is so good.
Well, don't you remember that time that she was really mistreated while she was working on the cotton farm back in the day?
I kind of remember most of her career, and I just don't remember that part.
Yeah.
And neither does she.
She visibly shuddered by just having to, come with it eyesight, a vision of this cotton, decorative cotton plant.
That is one of the most stupid things I've ever heard.
It really is ignorant. And you know what, though? Look, I support her. If she is offended by that,
yes.
Let's take it to the nth degree.
I mean,
clearly, you don't like cotton.
Apparently, yeah.
So I just hope she remembers that they make a lot of things out of it. Mm. All your clothing, towels, hats, bandanas, household items like curtains, oven mitts, things like that.
I bet she's bought a lot of cotton, then, if you put it that way.
Well,
she didn't pick it, but she bought it, I'll bet.
Yeah, well,
wow.
Underwear could be made out of it. And apparently there's stories of her answering her hotel door with, without being covered by much cotton. Anyway, coffee filters, rope, twine, tents, sails, bandages.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
If I'm playing tennis, mm-hmm. you get a bandage or two in your life.
I wonder if she ever was in a position to have to take off her own fingernail polish, which maybe in most of her adult life she's never had to, because she made enough money to where other people can do that for her. But but for a lot of people, they're familiar with the use of a cotton ball. And
You would touch a cotton ball on purpose, Bob?
Yeah.
What are you, a slave driver?
Yeah. Then there's cottonseed oil used in cooking and fried foods.
Man.
Yep.
It's everywhere.
Well, even baseballs. Part of the construction of a baseball internally is like the cotton strings, if you will. Oh, and here's the big one.
Uh-huh.
She cannot use cotton anymore.
Okay.
she won't be able to use money.
Oh, that's
cotton
true.
Fibers are true. It's not paper, it's not per paper, se. Yeah. It is more like a linen, mm-hmm. has cotton fibers, and that's what makes it so, you know, so durable. And yeah, so okay, Serena, you don't like cotton? Girl, I say, don't use it anymore. Right? See how strongly you really believe in it. Or were you just looking for a little, I ran out of things to post on social media?
Now we're talking.
Might be a little closer to what has actually taken place. All right. So we're keeping an eye on the tropics for you. And James Comey has been indicted. Yes, folks, that is the story of the day. Came out yesterday. Indicted on two counts. And I want to be excited about it. And in fact, I really got excited when Crazy Crockett told me that, hey, you can't be patriotic and cheer the indictment of James Comey. You can't be both. And to that I say, yes, I can.
Yeah, I think it's the exact opposite. Here's a guy who has abused his position in our government over the years. I think a patriot would be glad to see him take a perp walk.
This guy is, I mean, he is the epitome of the, you know, absolute most, like, arrogant type personality you could have in any role, let alone a leadership role, and in such an important position as being the director of the FBI. And, you know, the fact that they only got him on two counts is almost like, really? I mean, it seems to me that every time that guy opened his mouth, you could have had an indictment. That's how prolific of a liar that he is. And he is. So I hope something comes of it. Otherwise, it'll be just another disappointment. And I know the left, I already know what those crybabies are going to say. Oh, you're using, the government, your weaponization of government and all that. No, the guy's a liar. He was very dangerous to be lying about the things he was lying about while he was director of the FBI. I mean, literally dangerous things, and doing everything that he could, undermining the presidency of the United States. I mean, to me, there's not a fine line. I mean, between that and being treasonous, you want this presidency to be disastrous. You're undermining, this president, Donald Trump. And there needs to be a price to be paid for that. We'll see. We're hopeful. We'll see. Meanwhile, at the September 25th General Policy Committee meeting, the Gainesville City Commission approved a $245,000 employment contract for interim city manager Andrew Persons. Starting October 21st, Human Resources Director Laura Gratz said that the salary is in the first quartile of the pay range for the city manager position. She said that the contract is different from other recent interim contracts because Persons is currently the chief operating officer of the city. So there are provisions to return him to that position under the various circumstances. That's a pretty good chunk of change. I wonder how that compares to, like, the average income of the citizens in which you have, a certain amount of control over.
Well,
$245,000.
I can spend that.
7:45 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Happy, happy Friday. The weekend is upon us. Enjoy more headlines, information, and fun things to do this weekend. Yeah, we've got it all coming up on News Talk 97.3, The Sky. It's all about the weed? Huh.
What?
I'll explain. I said it's all about the weed, you stoner. Now hang on.
All right.
7:51 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Good morning and welcome. Yeah, and happy, happy Friday. Hey, tomorrow, car show, Town of Tioga. And usually these things are like in the morning or earlier hours, but this one's actually from 4 to 8 p.m., Town of Tioga. And it's for charity. It benefits elder care of Alachua County, Meals on Wheels. So it's $40 to put your vehicle in there, which people who have been to car shows are very familiar with that. But for the rest of us, if you just want to be a spectator, there is no charge. But they're going to have food trucks out there. They're going to have some entertainment out there. So
nice.
This is a good excuse. Remember, you know, you tell your spouse, you know, well, tell her it's a car show. You go, hey, you want to go out and a little entertainment? There's some food and, you know, Town of Tioga. Something's going on this evening. You want? Let's go check it out, honey.
Yeah, when you pull in, you're like, wow, something must be going on. Look at all those cars.
And there there just happened to be a car show going on. Who'd have thought?
Wow.
Remember, you're the hero.
Yes.
A little date night. Taking her out.
Yeah,
see?
Yeah.
Doing the right thing. Look at that. You're the hero, and you get to actually do something you want to do.
Wow, that's a win-win right there.
That's what I would say.
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
that's what I'm talking
definitely.
About.
That's what I'm talking about.
Uh-huh.
You know what else I'm talking about?
What's that?
It's all about the weed. Apparently, that's one of the headlines from the New York Post, and this has to do with that anti-ICE shooter.
Yeah.
One of the headline, the anti-ICE shooter was a lazy stoner who relocated to Washington to pick weed, to pick pot, according to an ex-boss. Yeah.
Huh.
And apparently he wasn't much of a hard worker either.
Well, you can't be smoking the product while you're trying to be working, you know.
Yep. The anti-ICE gunman who killed one migrant and wounded two others at the Dallas ICE facility on Wednesday was once a pot-obsessed slacker who hustled marijuana from Washington back to his home state of Texas, according to his ex-boss. Joshua John, 29, who fired from a rooftop at a busload of migrants escorted by federal agents into an immigration facility before turning the gun on himself. He worked a short-lived job on a legal cannabis farm in Benton City in 2017, where his ex-employer remembered him as a weed-loving drifter with little direction or drive.
Wow.
He was all about the weed, all about the weed. He wanted to be part of the scene. He lived in his car while he helped, according to Ryan Sanderson, 49, who runs Golden Leaf Farm. He was just a young kid. When the job was over, he drove back to Texas. Sanderson, who supervised John during a three-week harvest season, said the shooter had little interest in politics or anything beyond pot. He'd come to work. He didn't say a whole lot. He wasn't an exceptional worker.
Shocking.
At any stretch. And he said, but we never talked about politics or any of that kind of stuff. He said, but, you know, nobody really did. He was part of a 15-person crew taking leaves off and listening to music during the harvest. Wow, man.
What a job.
That's a chill gig, bro, man. So chill.
Pull some leaves and listen to music.
So chill. You know, if weed makes you so chill, then why did he go and shoot people?
Yeah.
There are people who work, and there are people who go through the motions. He was one of those guys, the latter of the two. He didn't work hard, probably because he was too high. That's according to the boss. What I believe happened is he was selling weed, and then he came up here to work in the weed industry because he was all about it, and that fizzled out. So he had to go home. It wasn't legal in Texas. I understand he worked at a solar plant. That's kind of a 180. That's
really
a dirty, hardworking job. He probably didn't have any direction, any work. And he also suspects that he could have had another motive to venture all the way out to Washington for a temporary gig. He says, quote, I just thought it was weird that someone would drive all the way to Texas to work a temporary job, but not knowing that he was selling cannabis down in Texas and got in trouble prior to coming up here, I have a sense that his motive was to come up here and get weed.
He was focused, sort of.
On the weed.
Yeah.
Which leads to a major lack of focus.
Ironic, isn't it?
Kind of kills your motivation.
Mm-hmm.
But in this case, well, he killed somebody and himself.
That's sad.
7:56 on the Bob Rose Show. Wow. We're at the halfway mark, but we still have a ton of stuff we want to get to. So stick around, my friends. The Friday edition continues. News Talk 97.3, The Sky.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window.
Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.